I have to fix that in bottles then, babe. Okay, all right, okay. Let me just make a note. Okay, fix in pot.
It's your favorite.
Done. Done.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to Everything After, a podcast about survival, motherhood, and finding radical joy in the aftermath of life's biggest challenges. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Chantal. We're so glad you're here for this special preseason episode where we'll introduce ourselves and share a bit about the journey that led to this podcast.
Everything After was born from an experience neither of us would have chosen, being diagnosed with cancer during pregnancy, and the unexpected friendship that formed across the Atlantic as we navigated this terrain together.
This podcast is for anyone who's ever faced a moment that divided their life into before and after, whether that's illness, loss, birth, or any profound transformation.
It's also for those who love someone going through such moments. Partners, friends, family members, and caregivers who walk alongside.
Today, we'll give you a preview of what's to come in season one, share a bit about who we are and why we believe so deeply in the power of sharing these stories. So girl, who are we? Do you want to start?
Oh my gosh. I am Tiffany. I am a nonprofit communications professional in Atlanta, Georgia. Mom of two. I have a two boys, Sam and Gabe. Sam is 4 and Gabe is 19 months. And I am an ovarian cancer survivor. So I was diagnosed in June of 2023 when I was 23 weeks pregnant. And I kind of just has been in the last two or so years, just like in the thick of recovery and survivorship and everything that entails. Thought it was finally time to just really share the full story of this experience and also be able to create a space where we're able to hear other people's stories, and not just their stories about like cancer, but like everything truly, like after life throws a curveball your way. So that's who I am in a nutshell, I guess. Who are you, girl?
Who am I, girl? Who am I?
Who are you?
Well, obviously, like the name Chantal, you know. So I live over across the pond. You know, just a few thousand miles in between us. Nothing. Just cash. I am married. I have two kids, Ethan and Esme. Ethan is 3, going on 13. And I think Esme is probably, you know, 1.5, going on 13 as well. They just act just older than their age, both of them do. And I was diagnosed with inflammatory breast cancer when I was 10 weeks pregnant with Esme. And yeah, life before that was just kind of very simple, very chill, nothing out of the ordinary. And then, you know, just having this whole situation happen was just insane.
Not situation.
This whole situation. But I think my motivation for wanting to, you know, share these stories is I want someone to have this podcast like I wish we had it for ourselves when we were starting this journey. I think that definitely would have made it a little bit more easier just to find that sweet relief of you can just have a laugh in between treatment when things are so scary and you don't know what's happening. You're like, you know, let me just put on the Everything After podcast and let me see what they're saying today.
Yes.
So I feel like we're creating this for other people, but I feel like we're creating this for ourselves as well on both sides, like treatment as it was about to start and where we are now. So yeah. I think that's where we are. Yeah.
What's amazing is how different our lives were and yet how parallel our experiences became. You know, like we lived in different countries, we had different careers, different healthcare systems. We will get into that.
Mm-hmm. And yet we found ourselves in this same impossible intersection of creating life while fighting for our own. It's a powerful reminder of how universal certain experiences can be, even across different cultures and systems.
And that's a big part of why we wanted to create this podcast. We want to illuminate those universal threads while also acknowledging the unique aspects of each person's journey. And so we are so, so happy that you have found us, you have tuned in. Like if you're listening right now, this is like not even like a real episode. It's just kind of like we're doing a little warm up right now. So if you are, and also I'm losing my voice. So if you are listening right now, we thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Okay. So you're probably wondering how this podcast came to be. And honestly, I left a conference a couple of months ago, early 2025. It was the Breast Cancer BaddieCon conference in Atlanta, Georgia, which was put on by For the Breast of Us, which is a great organization. And I kind of left that conference feeling super inspired and also feeling like I wasn't doing enough with kind of this, you know, second chance that I've been given in life, you know? And when I had first gotten diagnosed, I kind of just was like, didn't want to share my story at all. And so I kind of didn't. I just kind of went through it. I told like super like close friends and that was about it, and my family. And that was about it. And it really wasn't until meeting you that, you know, you kind of encouraged me to just put myself out there a bit more and share. And so it still wasn't very comfortable for me, but I also knew that what I had been through was kind of what we've gone through is kind of unique and kind of a very isolating experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's weird. Like it's a very happy time because you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then it's also a very like scary time because you have cancer. And so like you're most people, you're probably only going to ever experience that like once in your life. Mm-hmm. You're going to ever experience maybe one of those events, like one time in your life.
Yeah.
And so I knew that it was very rare of like, oh, this is happening to me at the exact same time. Like what? It's a very isolating experience. And I remember just leaving that conference feeling like I've gotten a second chance. It's been, you know, almost two years since my initial diagnosis. I had a cancer that is very, very hard to catch early. And it was caught in the very early stages. And so I found myself feeling very convicted of what am I doing? Like, why did I just go back into the same pattern of life that I was living before? And so, yeah, I texted you, I WhatsApped you, and I was like, I got an idea.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I only want to do it with you. So.
So you was like, is you in or is you out?
Is you in
what
or is you out? And I was just like, I have an idea. I know I knew that you had kind of stopped sharing. I had noticed like you had, you know, finished your treatment and you were very like you were out there, like you were sharing often. And you had a really great following from your sharing your story so openly. But I had noticed that you had kind of just been a little quiet. So I was just
it's a little mute, you know.
So I was like, "Hey girl, how are you feeling? And then what happened from there? When I was like, do you want to do this? What'd you say?
I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know, I didn't even give it like a second thought. I was just like, oh, podcast? She wants to do a podcast with me. Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Like, I was just so excited that you reached out and like you had that idea and that's something that you wanted to do that with me. And I was just like, oh, this would just be so good for us to just get our stories out there and just heal in whatever way that we need to heal and just not even put this portion of our lives to rest, but it's just like bringing it to the forefront and just having people, other people listen and, you know, see what resonates, you know, with other people as well. Because like you said, you know, it's a lonely experience, but then when you are in the thick of it with cancer treatment, you're like, hold on, there's loads of other people going through it as well. Where are they? What's going on? So, yeah, I was definitely excited to start off with. Now, I'm not going to lie. It took me a long time to find my feet to get into this. I think, like, when we was getting started up and, like, obviously having, you know, sharing, like, our production schedule and this, that, and the other, I was like, okay, well, I just made, like, a little to-do list. I don't know if that's, like, enough or something, but finally, I think that I definitely found my feet and I felt like I was just having like some kind of identity crisis to start off with. Like, who am I? Where do I fit in this? Like, yes, I want to do the podcast, but what can I bring to the table that would make sense to all of this? You know, what's my perspective on this all? What do I have to bring to the table? But I think now that we're going through the motions, we're getting things recorded, we're getting things done, I'm like, okay, I can see that I'm meant to be in this. I'm meant to be doing this for a reason.
Yes.
I feel like this is what we're meant to do. You know?
Yes.
Get our story out there, share it to the people. That's what I'm meant to be doing.
Hey.
You know.
Like just, 100%.
Yeah.
And I mean, okay. I think what makes our approach so unique is that, like, we're not experts. Again, we don't know what we're doing. Like, the sound has been sounding. If we get the sound right by the end of this season, like, that will be a success, I think.
And 100%. Like, put that down as a milestone that we will achieve.
Like, we're not claiming to be experts or have all the answers. No. Like, we are simply just two people. We have walked a similar path, and we are just finding our way and figuring out what comes after. Like, you're going to find out over the course of the season, like, we don't know what we're doing. Maybe a little bit, but like, so don't, I hope you're not listening to this like wanting like any medical advice. We can't give you that. We can give you laughs.
Mm-hmm.
We can give you tea.
Mm-hmm.
We can give you perspective.
Mm-hmm. We can even give you a little sing song if needs be. Okay. So just stay tuned. Let's give our listeners a preview of what's coming in season one.
Season one is titled The Origin Story because it traces the parallel journeys that led us to each other and to this moment.
We'll start in episode one with the diagnosis, taking you through the moment each of us learned we had cancer whilst pregnant and the immediate aftermath of that news.
Episode two, Treatment While Pregnant, explores what it's like to navigate cancer treatment while carrying life, the impossible decisions, the unexpected grace, and the constant balancing act.
In episode three, Delivering in the Middle of It All, we'll share our birth stories, what it means to welcome a child into the world while in the midst of fighting for your own life.
Episode four, Finding Each Other, reveals how our paths crossed, how a chance message became the beginning of a friendship that would help us both make sense of our experiences. I slid into those DMs.
Yes. Episode five, What's Changed Since? reflects on life after treatment, how we've both been transformed by these experiences, and what we're still discovering about ourselves.
And then in episode 6, Rapid Fire Reframes, we'll tackle the cliches and platitudes often thrown at cancer patients and new mothers, offering honest alternatives that actually help.
Can I just say, I love that word, platitudes. Yes. It's just like, so, ooh, who is she? Who is she? Someone say platitudes, I'm like, who said that?
Yes.
Who said that? Who said that? Okay. And we'll close the season with episode 7, The Other Side of the Story, featuring someone who's walked alongside one of us, offering a fresh perspective on caregiving and support.
Plus, a bonus episode comparing our experiences across different healthcare systems and countries. Spoiler alert, the UK wins.
Wow. But you said it, girl. You said it, girl. So, you said it, girl. Throughout it all, we promise honesty, vulnerability, and hopefully some unexpected laughter along the way.
As we prepare to launch this podcast journey, I'm curious, what do you hope listeners take away from these conversations?
I hope that people take away that there's glimmers of hope when you're going through something as scary as, you know, what we've gone through, that there's still time, there's still moments where you can hope for light at the end of the tunnel, whatever that looks like. And I hope that someone can, you know, resonate with this and take a little bit of what we've said and be like, okay, I understand. And, you know, they can carry on the fight in whatever way that looks for them, and they are able to carve out a moment that looks special and beautiful and amazing. And yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, just trying that. Just trying, thinking about what I would have wanted, you know. So yeah.
And I mean, I hope that people just feel seen. You know, like, again, it can be such an isolating experience going through what we went through. And so, yeah, I just hope that if this even just reaches one person who feels like they are the only person in the world that this is happening to, like, I hope they stumble across this podcast and know that they are not alone. Like, they have two people who have been right there through it, and who have come out on the other side. And yeah, it's not at all, like, nobody prepares you really for what happens after you experience like any kind of traumatic event in your life. I think they prepare you for like what to expect, and, you know, with treatment and with, like, you know, recovery, but nobody ever prepares you for the new normal that is surviving. And so I hope that we can just add a couple of more voices to that conversation, and just meet people where they are and be super helpful to wherever this finds somebody on their journey.
Of course. And that's really what Everything After is about, you know, not just survival, but what we build in the aftermath, how we find joy, purpose, and connection after life changes so much.
So grateful you're joining us for this journey. Our first full episode launches next week, and we hope you'll subscribe so you don't miss it.
Until then, be gentle with yourselves. This is Everything After. We need, you know what we need for our merch? We need t-shirts that just say, "We fix it in post."
Yes.
We need click.
Click.
And we need, we'll fix
it in post.
Yeah.
Fix it in post. Boom.